1975 World Series is still considered by many as one of the greatest fall classics of all time. The Cincinnati Reds were matched up against the Boston Red Sox that year, and who could forget Carlton Fisk's iconic home run in Game 6, waving the ball fair to force a Game 7. But the only reason Fisk came to the plate in the 12th was because of a home run robbing catch of Joe Morgan by Sox right fielder Dwight Evans in the 11th.
Well hit, right field, deep. Evans is going back near the wall, and oh, what a catch he made! What a catch by Dwight Evans, and it's a double play. Griffey didn't know what happened as Evans made a spectacular catch, and take a look at this. Dwight Evans went way back. He had no room to go anymore. Watch it. He knew where he was, one-handed catch, crashes against the wall. Now his throw is off the mark by about 20 feet to the right of first base. Burleson covered the bag, the double play.
Dick Stockton and Kurt Gowdy on NBC television in 75 with the coverage. Hey, everybody, how you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with a generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need at WWIB.com. Dwight Evans is nominated this year by the Modern Era Committee for induction into baseball's Hall of Fame. The vote will be December the 6th, and Dwight joins me again from his home in Florida. Man, that 75 World Series was unbelievable. And you played in another one in 86, which also went seven games, but first take us back to that 75 Fall Classic against the Reds.
Well, I was 23 years old in 1975, and, you know, we beat three in a row world champions, Oakland A's, in three games. And no one ever thought that would happen. So it was a five-game series, but we beat them three straight. And we come into the big red machine, and they thought, well, the big red machine is just going to take us down in four games, and that's that. But we won the first two games. And then we go to Cincinnati, and we lost two out of three in Cincinnati. But we and then the seventh game, you know, you talk about the sixth game, and that World Series, Greg, was a great World Series. It's still rated as probably the greatest World Series because every game was extra innings, and it was back and forth. It was back and forth and tie and go ahead, and they would tie and go ahead and extra innings. And I don't know how many extra innings, you know, that's a long time ago, but I think there were three or four extra inning games. And then you had a guy, Keon, who pitches and wins the one game in Cincinnati, and pitched and threw 163 pitches. Today, you know, the pitch count, he's at 100 pitches. He's ready to come out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that just wasn't the way it was, you know, back then. And the manager came out and wanted to take him out. He said, "You're not taking me out. I'm going to finish this game."
Yeah.
And he won it. So that's the way it was. And it was a great World Series. And it came down to the eighth inning, a bloop single to center field, and scored a run. And that's how we lost Game 7, and that's what the World Series was. It's just for us. But, Greg, the thing about that, we had a great team. And we had the same team for 5 years. And we thought, after 75, that we'd be in at least three or four more World Series. I didn't play in another one for 11 years, and that was when the Red Sox played the Mets. And we were ahead in that one. We went to Shea Stadium, and we were winning that series 3-2. And all we had to do was take one of those games in Shea, and we had won two in a row at Shea when we started the World Series. So we came to Boston. They took two out of three from us in our home park. So we just had to win one, and we had the sixth game. We were up two runs in the 10th inning, and we had two outs. and the count and two strikes three times. We had two outs, but three hitters came up, two strikes, and we couldn't shut the door. We just couldn't shut the door. It came back. It was a great, as I could get away from the game in the offseason that year, a lot of people came up to me and said, what a great World Series. I kind of look at them like, well, what are you talking about? We blew it. You know, we didn't win. And they were baseball fans, not Red Sox fans, not Mets fans, but this. And I guess as I can look back on it now and how Met fans and how people that were just baseball fans, it was an exciting World Series, their comeback. But we were on the other side. We were bridesmaids again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, those were truly fall classics, 75 and 86. All right, 68-year-old Dwight Evans, my guest today, the former Red Sox outfielder and now nominated for baseball's Hall of Fame. And I tell you what, Dwight, let's put the pause button on right here and get you back next time. So much more to talk about, including your 19 years in Boston. Only Carl Yastrzemski played more games in a Bo Sox uniform. Talk about the memories of those years and playing for that franchise, and talk about your faith in Jesus and how that has changed your life and your story, how you found Christ as your personal Savior. Dwight Evans, thank you for being here. We'll talk again soon. God bless you.
You too, Greg. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.